This is University Radio Nottingham.
So sort of my first question for you is sort of basically, if you just would like to tell me sort of a quick summary about yourself, you know, who you are, what role you're going for, you know, what you study, that's those sort of general factoids.
I'm Poppy. I'm running for Women's Officer, head of the Women's Network. I'm a second year English student, and if you hadn't guessed by the unbelievable RP, I'm from Surrey. Want more juicy details? Can spill it,
why not?
I have a dog, a little rat dog named Nelly, who is my life.
Rat dog.
Yeah.
Now I can get behind sort of
Jack Russell, not like the sort of Bichon Frise rat dog.
Mm.
Like a sort of more like acceptable standard of rat, I think.
Mid-range.
Mid-range rat.
So, you know, what made you run for Women's Officer?
I hate being asked this question because my answer is always genuinely, I just sort of fancied it.
I
thought I'd be good at it. And I thought it might be fun in a kind of perverse way, perhaps. But more seriously, because genuinely very, not trying to sound like a CV, but very passionate about like women's issues.
Mm.
And I also sort of think like this university could have a more active women's network. Like, I think there could be more done with it, and we could reach out to more people and expand the influence and sort of create perhaps a bigger community than we have at the moment in terms of like consolidating all of like anyone who believes womanhood is in any way part of their identity. Come over here, there's a space for you.
Lovely. And what makes you personally a good candidate for the role?
I'm quite driven about this sort of stuff, I guess. It's like one of the things you can't really get away from, the female identity. I'm very driven, I'm confident, I have no problem like pissing off the university, if that gets me where I want to be. I think I'm quite approachable. So I think the sort of the idea of opening up the network to more people, having more people in leadership roles as well, is something that I would like to see, and I believe it's important. And I believe, probably egotistically, that I have good ideas for it and I could hopefully make it work.
Well, I suppose sort of moving on to that sort of theme, you know, what are some of the ideas that you'd, you know, hope to implement if you became Women's Officer?
A good couple of campaigns, so you're gonna see if I've memorised my manifesto effectively. A campaign to put free menstrual products in a lot of the university toilets.
Mm.
We can definitely afford it. Campaign for consent and bystander training to be perhaps not mandatory, because I don't think we'll ever get to that point. We've got to be realistic about these things. But certainly the option absolutely should be there. I think it's mental that consent and bystander training is not on offer at this university, considering the issues we know that higher education have with those kind of things. And campaign to make it easier to change your name on university channels, like go by a preferred name and preferred pronouns. Because at the moment you have to, like, you can't be sort of recognised by a different name, a preferred name, unless it's changed legally, which I just think is a bollocks. I don't understand why you can't just email student services and change it like that. And as well, I think one of the big things that I would really love to see is more engagement with the people that the network represents. So more activities, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, I think we've seen the last year like a real want for a sort of safe space for women and like women adjacent people, because there's been a big reckoning with clubs and everything recently, and obviously that is a huge part of student life. Even if you don't drink, like, I think you're still sort of a part of it in some way, because your friends probably will. Like, I don't drink, I don't go out clubbing, but my friends get swiped all the fucking time. So, like, it does affect you regardless of you, if you engage with it or not. And I think opening up the network as a place where people can come and engage and meet like-minded people and meet people like them is very important. I'd like to, if possible, start up like a women's network scene. I know that's something that our previous women's officer had in her manifesto as well, which I thought was really good because a creative outlet is always very nice.
I can always get behind that. So sort of what are the main challenges that you think women face on campus at the moment?
I think it absolutely depends on what type of women you ask that question to.
Mm.
You ask me, I mean, I'm white, I'm posh, I'm not straight, but you might not be able to tell. You know, so the challenges I face are sort of different to, if you ask that question to like somebody who is intersex or something like that, or they would give you a very different answer. But if we're talking generally, I genuinely do think the sort of the permeance of misogyny in everyday culture and in university culture as well, especially at a university where, like, I'm not coming for sports, I'm really not, but I think it'd be foolish to deny the sort of the culture of misogyny that can come hand in hand with sport and sporting events, even though I would accept that our university do a decent job, and no, fuck that, sorry, not the university, the students running the sports societies do a good job at really trying to tackle that, but I think there's only so much a committee can do. I think the university needs to get behind that a bit more too.
Hmm. Do you think the university has been sort of a bit lackluster in supporting, you know, aiding women in these areas?
I think the university will do what makes them look good. And I, if you want my genuine opinion, no, I don't think they could give less of a shit. I don't think they care who's, like, how the students are doing, so long as the students are paying. I don't think that's how higher education should run, but regardless of that, like, I think the clubs thing is a brilliant example of that. It's like you have the ability to engage with these institutions. We know you engage with these institutions because you, like, the society tickets and stuff like that, and the fact that you could, I don't know if you still can, because like I said, I'm really not up to date with my clubbing shit, but I don't know if you can, but you definitely could buy crisis tickets, like, from the SU and stuff like that, and obviously they have, like, the university-specific club nights, like, and the fact that there isn't a dialogue and, like, a conversation and any kind of pressure from our institution on those institutions, but, like, places, to improve their safety standards for women and other minorities affected by issues that can happen on nights out, I do find particularly very frustrating. Like, it's an epidemic. You're being spiked, like, left, right and centre, and there's no responsibility being taken for that.
Mm. Sort of on a more light-hearted topic, what would you consider your sort of greatest achievement in life? That could be sort of at university, it could be anywhere in life, I suppose.
This might be a bit wet, but actually probably getting to university is an achievement.
Oh, so what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I mean, I think COVID sort of like threw things up in the air. And I don't know what year you're in, but I didn't do my A-levels. So there was a big sort of chunk where I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know where I'm going to end up. And also, like, school wasn't, like, the vibe.
Not the one.
So university was sort of like, right, I can go to this place. I can sort of meet people. I can have a community where, like, I'm perhaps a bit less marginalised or disrespected. So actually sort of getting my arse in gear and getting to university, I would say is, like, I mean, I didn't do the exam, so it's not a particular achievement, but it's the one thing that I guess, go, yeah, I've got no qualms with that, 10 out of 10, well done.
Well, certainly, you know, I can certainly take that. And sort of even moving further into the lighthearted realm, sort of the age-old question, Hallward Library or George Green?
George Green.
Oof, not even then.
No, there is no hesitation on that. Unless I've got, like, work to do. I do English, so I don't often have work to do. But if I had an exam, yes, Hallward. But no, George Green all the way, 100%.
All the way.
You'd never catch me anywhere else.
This is University Radio Nottingham.